AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pennsylvania has reported the first two measles deaths in the U.S. this year. Julie Walker reports both people were unvaccinated.
Governor Josh Shapiro would only say they were from Lancaster County and not whether they were adults or children, but made a point of stressing the importance of vaccines.
Folks are spreading skepticism about things like the MMR vaccine without any evidence.
Shapiro, a father of four, says that scares a parent just trying to do the right thing for their children.
We see the consequences of a lack of immunization in the first measles-associated deaths that our Commonwealth has seen in 35 years.
The Democrat says he spoke with Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to drill home the point.
I made very clear that his actions and the rhetoric that's coming from this administration are having a negative impact.
I'm Julie Walker.
Canada struck back against President Trump's latest tariffs, announcing duties as high as 50% on a list of more than 700 U.S.-made products. And Lisa Dwyer has the latest legal tussle over the Kennedy Center.
In a court filing, the Department of Justice is arguing that if President Donald Trump's name is not on the Kennedy Center, donor money for renovations will dry up, leading to its closure. The debate over adding Trump's name to the center meant to honor John F. Kennedy has been ongoing. The center's Trump-aligned board recently voted to add the phrase "restored and renovated by President Donald J. Trump." Democratic Representative Joyce Beatty, an ex officio member of the Kennedy Center, opposes these changes, citing violations of the Kennedy Center statute.
In singer, songwriter, actor, and philanthropist Dolly Parton's died at the age of 80. This is AP News. It's been 1 year since Israeli strikes killed journalists at a hospital in Gaza, and Sam Mednick reports.
At the time, the military said that in addition to taking out the camera, six of those killed were linked to Hamas, without providing evidence. But an Israeli soldier speaking on condition of anonymity for fear of retribution now says the military couldn't find evidence of a link between the camera and Hamas. The soldier who was privy to discussions surrounding the military's response said none of the six was the intended target of the strike. The army said the incident is being examined and based on the findings will decide if a criminal investigation is opened. It did not respond to AP's questions about the allegations from the soldier. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a tragic mishap. No one has been held accountable.
AP Sam Mednick in Tel Aviv. There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.